DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Zimbabwe has voted in a referendum on a new constitution that would limit future presidents to 2 terms. It's expected that the draft will be easily passed. Both President Robert Mugabe and rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai urged people to endorse the plans, saying it will give Zimbabwe more equality, freedoms and democracy. Mugabe, who's been in power since 1980, says it's the people's choice.
Well, this is a day when we all are called upon as Zimbabweans to decide our destiny, really.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai says years of unrest haven't been in vain.
I think today those who have died, lost their lives, I think will rest in peace because this is an important stage that we have been fighting for.
The limit of 2 5-year presidential terms set down in the draft constitution won't apply retrospectively. It means 89-year-old Mr. Mugabe will be able to stand for re-election in a general election expected in July. Defeated Kenyan presidential candidate Raila Odinga has filed a legal challenge against the country's recent election results. Odinga claimed that the March 4th ballot was marred by vote manipulation, problems with voter registration, and faults with the electronic vote counting system. Deputy Prime Minister and President-elect Uhuru Kenyatta won the election with just over 50% of the vote, which was just enough to avoid a runoff. Odinga clinched just over 43%. The police fired tear gas at Odinga supporters outside Kenya's Supreme Court in the capital, Nairobi, on Saturday. In other news now, a one-off levy of up to 10% on savings has seen people in Cyprus queuing at cash machines to withdraw their money. The public shocked reaction came as Brussels agreed on the measure as part of a €10 billion bailout. Eurofinance ministers in the International Monetary Fund agreed the deal after more than 10 hours of talks. Jeroen Dijsselbloem is the head of the Eurogroup.
In this specific program, we found it justified in terms of burden sharing to also involve the depositors. There is a difference in levy under 100,000 and above 100,000.
Cypriot President Nikos Anastasiadis defended the measure as a painful step needed to avoid bankruptcy. Germany delayed the rescue package with certain conditions, but Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is now satisfied.
This way, the people who are responsible for this situation are involved, not just taxpayers in other countries. I think it's good that we've taken this step. It's a good step that made our approval of the aid for Cyprus much easier.
Cyprus is the 5th country in the Eurozone to receive a bailout. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Pope Francis has called for a poor church for the poor during his first media call in Rome. He spoke to hundreds of international journalists on Saturday and described how he felt at the moment he was elected as the new pontiff. The 76-year-old has already found himself at the centre of a scandal. He's been criticised for abusing human rights over the torture of 2 Jesuit priests in the so-called Dirty War in his native Argentina during the 1970s and 80s. The Vatican denied the allegations, saying that he saved lives instead. Pope Francis will give his first blessing on St. Peter's Square on Sunday. To football now, and in the German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich stretched their lead at the top of the league to 20 points, beating Bayer Leverkusen 2-1 on Saturday. That result helped Borussia Dortmund. They beat Freiburg 5-1 at home. Elsewhere, Nuremberg beat Schalke 3-0, and relegation-threatened Augsburg clinched a 1-0 victory against Hamburg. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.